Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Gary about ED, erectile dysfunction, and he's saying, I'm now thinking about dating, and if I'm having trouble with erectile dysfunction when I masturbate, am I going to have trouble in a relationship? And I'm saying, well, it depends on what's causing the difficulty. Whether if it's organic, then yeah. If it's psychological, then not necessarily. If it's some kind of combination, which to a certain extent, that's really what we're talking about, Gary, the combination of low testosterone, which seems to have been dealt with, kind of the psychological burden of saying, gee, I've had a problem in the past, and third of all, feeling that, you know, that fantasy is not all that stimulating. So what I would do, as I said, is I would treat this as at least a two-part kind of problem. Number one, if I would wait till the spirit moved me in terms of masturbation. So rather than thinking, okay, well, it's been 10 days or I need to see if this is workable, wait. And the waiting may be dependent on you've seen a sexy movie or I don't think you should do this as like brushing your teeth, that this is something that just needs to be done to stay healthy. I wouldn't do it that way at all. I would just sort of allow the feelings to kind of either build up or not, but rather than sort of putting yourself back in the same routine, which hasn't been very viable. And I would do the same thing in a relationship, but understanding that that as long as you explain to the woman that you are, you know, that you think she's great, you think she's sexy, that I think almost all the problems between men and women can really be solved if men are willing to be honest about what they're feeling and women are willing to be honest. The problem quite often is that when men have erectile problems, that the woman feels it's because she's not sexy enough or she's too heavy or she's too skinny or whatever. And quite often the man, rather than taking responsibility and saying, look, it's not you, this has been a problem, and figuring out other ways to show his interest in the woman or his appreciation for her or whatever, then he's perfectly willing to blame her too. And I think that creates not only problems in the relationship, but a burden for you psychologically. So, you know, what I would do is and understand, as long as you seem attentive, as long as you're perfectly willing to be honest with her about what's going on, to let things kind of take a natural course. And look, remember that sex is only a way of feeling close to somebody, that it has no inherent value other than procreation, which presumably neither of you are particularly interested in at this moment. So it's just about giving and receiving pleasure. So, you know, that let's assume worst case scenario that you're going to have an erectile problem. That doesn't mean you can't be sexual. It doesn't mean you can't please her. It doesn't mean she can't please you. So rather than sort of make everything dependent on an erect penis, which I think is unwise for a whole lot of reasons, I would just let the home team kind of let some energy build up there and see what happens. And for the away team, the same thing, and just see where you get. But understand, worst case scenario, that there really is a functional problem here doesn't mean the two of you can't have a perfectly good relationship, including a sexual relationship.
Well, thank you so much with a direct answer to a direct question. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck. All right?
Thank you.
I also wouldn't talk about this hugely until both of you are kind of ready to talk about it, which also means that, you know, you can play kissy face, you can hug. And quite often, there was one of the sort of cooler things that the guy ever said to me is he said, look, I don't want this to be hit and run, that I'm very attracted to you, but I really am perfectly willing to wait till both of us are ready. And I thought that was a very cool way of reassuring me that there was interest there, but not putting any pressure really on either of us, either on me or on him. And so I think just saying, look, I really enjoy being with you. I'm really having a good time. I'm making a date for the next time you see each other before the two of you leave each other. And at some point, if it becomes an issue, you're allowed to talk about it with your clothes on, and that there are lots of ways of being manly and sexual that don't require an erect penis.
All right. That's all good advice. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-3-7569, which is 855-99. For those of you who love letters rather than numbers, it's 855-99-DR-JOY, which is the first time in my entire career that I've actually had a vanity number. We love it. It's my name. There you go. But someone called up and said, I don't know how to do that. So, all right, I just have a quick... Someone just sent me this, and I thought I would share it with you. And don't worry, I will get to theater today. All right. Alexis mechanic was removing a cylinder head from the motor of an LS460 when he spotted a well-known cardiologist in a shop. The cardiologist was there waiting for the service manager to come and take a look at his car when the mechanic shouted across the garage, hey, Doc, want to take a look at this? The cardiologist, a bit surprised, walked over to where the mechanic was working. The mechanic straightened up, wiped his hands on a rag, and asked, so, Doc, look at this engine. I opened its heart, took the valves out, repaired or replaced anything damaged, and then put everything back in, and when I finished, it worked just like new. So how is it that I make $48,000 a year and you make $1.7 million when you and I are doing basically the same work? The cardiologist paused, leaned over, and whispered to the mechanic, try doing it with the engine running. Isn't that a good one? Did you like that?
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. So that was pretty cute. All righty. 855-99-3-7569. All right, I thought we'd talk about it a little bit this hour, and I will get to theater because there are two theater things I want to review for you, is something we put up on Facebook. I can't remember if we put it up this week or the end of last week. And we had talked a little bit about driving today and my chauvinism. We talked about stupid things on the highway yesterday, the stupidest thing you'd ever seen on the road. And this one we really put up for a different reason, but we hadn't actually gotten to it, which is a man filmed a fatal crash instead of helping. What would you have done? What should the police have done? They actually bagged him and charged him with, I can't remember, let's see what they actually charged him with, because it was two teenagers. And one of them died, and the police just sort of felt like that they he's facing a charge of vehicular trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. But people said, we searched to try to find anything to charge him with. He was charged for entering a crime scene, but not for filming, which was unfolding there, for trying to peddle the footage to news organizations. It's not a crime to stick a camera where a kid is dying or try to sell it. Maybe it should be. After a Honda sedan flew over the railroad tracks and crashed into a house Monday, he filmed the aftermath on his cell phone's camera. The crash happened in Lorain, Ohio, which is 30 miles from Cleveland, which was in our news today. Others who were in the area tried to help get to the teens, but Pelton didn't offer any assistance. He went right in after the crash before the rescuers or the police arrived. You can hear him in the voice referring to the boys trapped in the car as idiots. I mean, jeez. He opened a back door, leaning to film the boys, and then walked around to the front door as he continued recording. At no time did he try to help either of the boys, the report said. The kids were both 17. One died at an Ohio hospital. The condition of the other victim wasn't known. He posted the video to Facebook and tried later to sell it to TV stations. She said she was trying to help the victims when she saw him filming. To take that video and put it on Facebook, it just shows you have no principles. It's disgusting. So there you go. He subsequently, he said he was sorry. I want to offer a public apology to the family, the kids got injured or deceased. I never intended it to be a video that came across as a gore video. I wanted to put the video out there so other kids could see it and learn from the mistake of speeding and driving restlessly. Uh-huh. All right. Apparently, a station said he tried to sell it to us. All right, what would you do? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoBite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoBite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoBite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. So we were talking about what people's response were to the really kind of awful situation where a dude, I mean, as Maddie suggests, it sort of reminds you of Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler, where this is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And sort of made a name for himself. He was this kind of creepy guy.
The only difference ran around. The only difference is that Jake Gyllenhaal's character didn't publicly apologize in that movie.
No, he didn't. He also got hired by the TV station and sort of sexy Rene Russo and became a celebrity. And this guy apparently, he said, you know, he only did it to warn people. He clearly got some coaching from somebody who said people are not really all that amused with you. And he said he never tried to sell it, but, you know, one of the TV stations said, wrong, he's lying to you.
So, right.
I mean, look, at least he recanted. You figure that it's better for people at some point to sort of rethink what they did as opposed to continue being complete jerks. All right, so let's hear what it said. What would you have done and what should the police have done? So let's hear what people say.
Well, we'll start with Sarah. Sarah didn't really elaborate on what she would have done. She just said, what a horrible person.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that.
Irene says, sadly, I think reality TV and lawsuits have stripped us of basic decency, and it's disgusting. I've caught a lot of grief because I'm a born helper, but it's who I am. Not everyone is so blessed. Not sure moral outrage, no matter how heartfelt or justified, warrants an arrest.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's a legitimate point that this guy is a jerk, but do we really want the police involved in public morality? And there's an interesting story from yesterday, which I think Manny found, that said a black police officer ended up protecting a guy from the Ku Klux Klan. And when asked about it, he said, look, that's my job. And to a certain extent, I think that's really how we want the police behaving. Independent of their personal feelings, we want them to follow the rules. Because otherwise, it's chaos. And so to a certain extent, I mean, you understand, because there's a gut response of, geez, Louise, I mean, this is not a way for human beings to act. But should it be the police's responsibility to enforce morality as opposed to laws? And so, and the point is well taken. I mean, there's a part of you that thinks, yeah, you know, let's nail his little stupid, you know, fingers to the whatever. But there's another part. I think yours is a very well-reasoned thought, which is that morality and legality are not the same. And I think what we want the police enforcing is legality, not morality. And I think they should have publicized it, which they clearly did. And I think they should have said, and the police officer is quoted as saying, look, it's not illegal to do this. It's just disgusting. And I think that's okay. But, and finding something to charge him with, you know, there is a sense of outrage about it. But, again, do we really want the police to be the enforcers of moral code? And I would argue we do not. It's a slippery slope. Good point.
Genevieve says, I believe my immediate instinct would be to help immediately.
One hopes. Yeah, there. I mean, and the Good Samaritan rules have changed significantly. I'm trying to remember of one of the things where I got in trouble for helping somebody. I'm just trying to remember. It was fairly recently. I don't remember what it was, but I mean, it still doesn't stop you. I mean, you do. You know, we were talking about this the other day. You do what's right, not because of fear of retribution, which I suppose is punishment or even reward. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Because how else do you run your life? The only person you absolutely have to answer to every day of your life, every second of your life, is yourself. And if you can't look yourself in the mirror, you got a real problem, Houston. And if you can, everything else is going to be okay. So I think, you know, that's how we have to run our lives. And the issue about reward or punishment has to be a very secondary kind of issue. Because I've done things in my life that I thought, you know, they were real mistakes and somehow got applauded for them. That's weird. I've also done things that I thought, were really positive and got booed for them. So I think given the fact that you don't always know other people's responses, that the only response that you can be sure of, the only thing that you have to really count on is your own response, your own sense of right and wrong. And if you can't do that, then I think sunk. All right, what else we got?
Bethany says, anybody with a shred of compassion would have helped.
Well, or at least, yes, sort of comforted somebody, because, I mean, what you hope is that if the issue for most people is not dying, it's dying alone. And with two 17-year-olds, you feel like going and holding their hand or just talking to them, being calm with them. And I don't think that's something everybody can do, to be quite honest. But if you can't do it, then you don't call them idiots and film them and then publicize the, I mean, if it was your brother or sister or kid, is that really what you'd want to do? Not to mention, I mean, a mom having to look at that or anybody having to look at it and saying, well, I was only doing it to warn people how stupid it is. There are other ways of doing that. And you can certainly go and talk about it someplace. But I question his motives. His apology sounded, a day late and a pound short. You know, I don't think that's what it was or not.
All right, last one here from Diane. Diane just says, basis of the Seinfeld finale. I'm not sure I remember the Seinfeld
finale. Well, they got put in jail, but yeah. I'm trying to remember. I did see it, and I don't think I'd ever seen the Seinfeld episode before that one.
Yeah.
And
I remember seeing it, but I was in, like, the eighth grade. I think it was, like, 98 when it happened.
I remember thinking, I don't get this. And the person whose house I was at said, that's very Seinfeldian.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what they did. And they all end up in jail because they should have done something else. Somebody will call up and tell us exactly what happened in this.
Yeah.
All right. So the point being, again, you guys are just terrific about this, that you can, you know, the public outrage is one thing. Do we really want the police, sort of exploring their own personal feelings in the enforcement of their duties? And I think the answer is we do not. What can I tell you? I'll tell you what, over the break, because we'll take a little bit of a break here, I'll see if I can't find the story from yesterday about the Africa, although I think the headline actually said black officer assisting somebody in the Ku Klux Klan when they asked him about it, saying I was just doing his job. And, I think that's the right attitude. That's what you want, is somebody who doesn't bring his own agenda into his job. Which is getting, less and less frequent an issue in America. Everybody seems to think that their personal, whether we're talking about a news broadcast or anything else, is that, that there really needs to be some level of professionalism, if not objectivity. There we go. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about the story about the police being as offended as everyone else with a Yahoo who was filming a car crash, a fatal car crash, in which two 17-year-olds, one was actually died and the other is was in critical condition. And instead of helping them or in any way offering them any comfort, he filmed it. And the police said, you know, we tried to figure out something to charge him with, and they ended up being a misdemeanor and vehicular trespass. And one of you folks responded and said, look, that's, the police should not be looking for things to charge people with that are consistent with their own beliefs. And I think she's absolutely right. And as further confirmation of her point, which I think most of us might have overlooked in the passion of the moment, yesterday's headline said, black officer who helped KKK supporters says policing is helping people regardless of beliefs. Leroy Smith says he hopes viral photo of his actions during Ku Klux Klan rally in Columbia will be a catalyst against violence of Charleston shootings. He basically was helping a white man wearing a racist T-shirt. He said in the statement that the photo captured who we are in South Carolina and represents what law enforcement is all about, helping people regardless of the person's skin color, nationality, or beliefs. I consider myself like every other officer who was out there braving the heat on Saturday to preserve and protect. Interestingly enough, if you look at the picture, there is another clearly African-American hand, at least, pulling behind the barrier, sort of trying to come and help as well. The photo was taken by the governor's spokesman, shows Smith leading the unidentified man who is suffering from the heat to shade at the top of the statehouse steps to be treated by local emergency workers. The man has a swastika on his T-shirt. Charming. The photos are just the hand of Black Columbia Fire Chief Aubrey Jenkins, who was also assisting the man. That's what I just referred to. I hope this photo will be a catalyst for people to work to overcome some of the hatred and violence we have seen in our country in recent weeks. The North Carolina-based Loyal White Knights of the KKK, a white supremacist group, scheduled a rally to protest the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the statehouse grounds a week earlier. State officials gave the group permission to rally on the opposite side of the building from where the flag flew on a 30-foot pole for the last 15 years. The flag was flown by troops supporting the secessionist pro-slavery southern states during the 1861-65 American Civil War. A Florida group affiliated with the New Black Panther Party was given permission to hold a rally on the side where a monument to Confederate soldiers still stands. The rallies overlapped and tensions escalated. I'm not sure I would have had them do it at the same time, but the Department of Public Safety estimated the crowd, including both groups and spectators, at roughly 2,000 people at its peak. Oh, come on. If you live in New York, that's less than, you know, are standing outside getting a popsicle. Sorry. Chauvinism. Five people were arrested for assault and battery, disorderly conduct, or breach of the peace. Officers from six other state and local law enforcement agencies, in addition to the Department of Public Safety, were present for the dueling rallies. Haley called for the flag's removal, and the legislature voted to send it to a museum after nine parishioners of a historic black church in Charleston were killed, including its pastor, Senator Clementa Pinckney, a 21-year-old white man whose name I will not mention because I will never mention perpetrators. Is seen in photos with the Confederate flag, is charged with nine counts of murder, and will stand trial next July. So, good for Charleston, good for the police department, good for, helping people whose beliefs you deplore, that sort of understanding you're doing your job. So, good on him, and good for, for Charleston. I mean, there you go. All righty. We really actually have enough time to do DVDs here, do we not? I don't mean DVDs. I mean theater.
Theater.
We did. Yeah, we did DVDs yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think there was only one yesterday, right? One DVD yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly. And it was one that opened in theaters, so we had already actually seen it, but I'd reviewed it just because, but I didn't review it as a DVD, and so. It is a DVD, so that's what I did. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to cue up Judy, or you want to just comes. All right, you want to get her because you know she'll pout if we don't if we don't call her on her.
Let's fire up Judy right now.
Let's do it. Okay.
And Judy's not playing. I don't know why.
Okay, well we're not going to worry about Judy because she's.
We'll get
probably,
you next time, Judy.
Judy, don't worry. We tried. If you're not in your dressing room when you're supposed to be, you're not on call. All right. Do you want to sing, Manny? Give my regards. Never mind. All right.
You know what? Let me try it now.
All right, here we go.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty. Thanks, Judy. I mean, she's such a diva. God forbid we don't put her on. You know, we'll never hear the end of it. Alright, I have two plays. One is at Lincoln Center, which technically counts as off-Broadway. And the other is The Niederlander, which counts as Broadway. So we've got a little bit of everything going on this week. This is called Shows for Days. I don't know exactly why they called it that. I think it's an unwieldy title and kind of an unwieldy play, to be quite honest. It's got Michael Urie in it, who plays a young man who is kind of a memory play. He's going to explain to us how he got in the theater. It also stars, he gets co-opted into being in a theater company that is run by Patti LuPone. And Patti LuPone is always fun to watch. You talk about Broadway divas. If I put Patti LuPone and Judy Garland in, I don't know, in a SmackDown, man, that would be close. I don't know about that. And it's in two acts, and it's really interesting because I was sitting next to a fellow critic, and in theory, we're not supposed to compare notes, but, you know, we kind of do facial expressions and whatever. And he really liked the first act, which is kind of sitcom humor. It's entertaining. It really didn't mean very much. Patti LuPone gets to be a diva. She gets to change clothes on stage. It's all kind of one-liners, and we have a very large man who is clearly quite gay and kind of a queen and describes himself that way. We have a stage manager who is a co-owner with Patti, who is clearly plays for the other team. So we've got a huge number of stereotypes and kind of silly statements. We've got a leading lady who breaks into tears at the break, at the opening of an envelope. And we've got Michael Urie. Now, Michael Urie is a very talented actor who was in Buyers and Sellers, the one-man show about Barbara Streisand's collection. So the first act, I thought, was really silly and didn't really mean anything. The second act is much more serious, and it's like two different plays that are jammed together. It's like you have one acts. One is, okay, we're going to really entertain you, and it's not going to mean anything. And the other is it's all of a sudden takes this veering into very serious category, and they don't really fit together very well. So my friend liked the first act because he thought it was silly, hated the second act. I liked the second act because at least it was about something, even though it didn't fit with the first act at all. So, this one, it's worth seeing Patti, and it's worth seeing Michael Urie. I think the play doesn't work is the problem here. All right, Amazing Grace. Many of you know the story of this, John Newton, who is played by Josh Young, who's... All right, I'm going to... Because I've got... What have I got? I've got enough time here. I may have to sort of... I'll just do it. All right, let me tell you, the story is the guy who wrote Amazing Grace, and I knew the story of Amazing Grace, many of you do as well, which is not only is a slave owner, but a slave trader who repented and wrote Amazing Grace. I once was blind, but now I see. I was once in chains, and now I'm free. And there are, like, I think, four or five verses. It turns out his father was a slave trader, and it turns out that the story that I knew isn't completely true, that he gets captured and becomes a slave in Africa because he's saved by his slave during a shipwreck. And instead of understanding and seeing this, redemption, he becomes a slave trader in Africa. His father comes to find him. There's another shipwreck. And it's during that he sort of, because he's afraid he's going to die a second time, that supposedly he finds redemption. The good news about this is the opening scene with, which is done in shadows, with, I hate to do this, I hate to split a review, but I really want to tell you about the good news about this, and what's the not so good news. So I'm going to tell you the rest of Amazing Grace. You can hum it along with me when I return in just a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. More of Amazing Grace when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, So it took us a while to wake Judy up. I already told you about Shows for Days with Patti LuPone and Michael Urie. And I'm telling you about Amazing Grace. And I wanted to tell you about the opening scene. As I said, I knew the story, even though the story that I knew was a little different than what the and this is a musical, presents. All right, the opening scene is fantastic. It's done in shadows. And what it has is obviously African people doing these kind of lilting dances with their arms, looking languid and beautiful. And they're playing Amazing Grace. So, of course, I mean, that's such an evocative song. And then the arms go from waving like curtains or, you know, flowers in the wind or whatever, to being enchained above their head. And they snap to it. And I think there's five or six figures. And it's extraordinary because, I mean, your heart just breaks at that moment of here are these sort of placid, lovely, in tune with nature people are all of a sudden enslaved. Got it. Okay. The last scene is the male and female lead singing Amazing Grace. The slave of one of the of John Newton singing Amazing Grace by himself. Then the abolitionist doing it as a trio. Then the entire cast comes and sings Amazing Grace. Then during the curtain call, the entire cast sings, and then the audience stands up and sings with them. Fantastic! So the beginning and the end are both unbelievable. And Amazing Grace is just one of those songs that, I mean, it is just, you know, one of the most beloved songs in the world. There are 2.5 hours between the first Amazing Grace and the last Amazing Grace. There are several moments of real theater magic. One is at the end of the first act, during the shipwreck, and where it depicts extraordinarily beautifully the slave saving his master. There is a wonderful musical moment when the abolitionists are all singing together. The costumes are terrific. The voices, including Tom Hewitt's, are wonderful. Everybody has a lovely voice. The music, I mean, it's 2.5 hours. It's too long. The story, you're slogging through it. That any of the energy that is generated by the opening scene, and it is energetic. I don't know what the problem is. It's a huge cast. There are like 20 people in the cast plus the orchestra. As I said, the costumes are terrific. The story is a great story, even though it gets so belabored here. And it's maybe you don't need all the details. I don't know what exactly the problems are. But it just didn't quite work. It may do okay just because the song is so beloved. It attracted a biracial audience, which is not that usual on Broadway to have sort of equally divided. As I said, the voices are terrific. I'm not sure why it didn't work, because you really do feel like you're slogging through it. And there are a couple of truly magical moments. But I'd probably give it no more than like 3.5 stars, which is a shame, because I think a lot of people are really looking forward to it. The song itself is wonderful. The story is extraordinary. I don't know what else to tell you. At one point, John Newton watches, because he's saved, as I said, at the end of the first act. And so the beginning of the second act is that we have these fantastic African dancers, and it looks like something out of Lion King. And I don't know if they did that to be authentic, because we never saw these people dancing like that or dressed like that before. There are like five different subplots that we care nothing about. And I suppose part of it is giving each of these people a chance to kind of belt out their song, because there's some really wonderful voices. But I don't know if we have all this pageantry because somebody understood that there's nothing really going to go on here for a very long time, and there's nothing that's really gone on here for a very long time in the first act. But it just seems in a completely different show. And while it's fun to watch, it doesn't move the plot along. It doesn't help character development. I don't know. So, you know, as I said, there's some moments in this that are truly magical. But, you know, it's too long. It's too complicated. There are too many subplots. Even though the material here has great potential. As I said, there are a couple of scenes that are wonderful. The story itself is great. I mean, who doesn't love Amazing Grace? All we needed was a couple of bagpipes, which you really don't need. I think they should have really gotten rid of a bunch of the subplots, even though they're wonderful voices, that you just get lost in it, and you lose any of the emotional momentum that was generated. And the emotional momentum is generated, you know, people were wanting to love it, as I did. I, you know, really wanted to love it because I knew the story of somebody who finds redemption. Who doesn't love stories about redemption? But, a little hard to know exactly why, except that it's too long and too many subplots, and it dissipates all its emotional energy. Too bad. Okay. More details at drjoy.com. All right. There are a couple of things that are going on today that we can report on tomorrow. One is that there's a huge rally in Times Square today about the Iran nuclear deal. There is fast food workers have a vote today on the $15 wage vote, which I suspect will go along. I think if they think that 2,000 people at a rally in Charleston is a lot, they're probably going to have, probably 50,000 in Times Square today, which will disrupt the entire city, and it's hot. But hopefully it will be peaceful, and, look, it's the American way that we show our support with our feet, and we do have freedom of speech, and so people will be very clear about what they think is important and what they think is not. And I suppose in one of those stories that you could not make up in and no one would believe it is that a man was hit by lightning and won the lottery in Canada. I mean, doesn't that seem like that's literally lightning striking twice? He's outcome outrageous odds twice in his life, right? So... he happened when he was struck by lightning when he was 14. Do you know who supposedly was struck by lightning three times and lived? Too young for you. I was too young as well, which was Adlai Stevenson, who ran for president against Eisenhower, but supposedly he was hit by lightning three times.
Three times?
Three times, supposedly. Survived all three of them.
Wow. How old was he?
I don't know how old he was when he was struck by them all three times. I don't know. We could probably check it out. But this guy's daughter was also struck by lightning. Maybe we should sort of keep these guys out of the rain, but...
yeah.
So it turns out, he said, assuming these events happen independently, the probability of lotto times another probability of lightning, since there are two people that got hit by lightning, and we get one in 2.6 trillion.
Wow.
He also owns a store he bought the ticket from, earning him 1% or $10,000. So there you go. He's going to go to Cancun as opposed to Disney World. 855-993-7569.
Stay out of the rain, though.
Yeah, don't walk with this guy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.